This is Jennifer Simmons with AIM. Already, our Hometown Innovations podcast is giving you a new way to explore the creativity happening in our cities and towns. This week, we're bringing you stories from our Idea Summit in Evansville, where local and state leaders are gathered for an exciting mix of speakers, workshops, and networking opportunities. Follow along as we share highlights from our largest event of the year and brainstorm the future of Indiana's municipalities.
Hi, this is Chelsea Schneider, and I am with AIM, and I am here at our Idea Summit with Jim Hunt, one of our speakers. And Jim is an expert when it comes to building amazing communities. So tell us a little bit about your background and your work.
Well, Chelsea, I've spent most of my life in municipal government. I started out, and of course, I always tell folks, my first initiation with it was my father worked for the Public Works Department in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And I always saw city government as something, you know, in a different view. And then I decided to run as a young man for city council and spent 27 and a half years as mayor and city council member in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And during that time, I've just been blessed. A lot of opportunities have come my way, and I worked my way through the West Virginia Municipal League on committees and a lot of the background work that I did. And then I was president of the West Virginia Municipal League. Then that led to the National League of Cities, and I served on the board and served on hundreds of committees. And then just the only person ever from West Virginia to be elected as president of the National League of Cities, and really one of the only people from a very small community, much like Ted Ellis from Bluffton, Indiana. So I've had a long history, and then when I was in high school and college, I always wanted to be a public speaker. And as I finished out my municipal career, I thought nothing that I would love more than to travel around the country and talking to cities and municipal governments about building amazing cities. And so then I wrote a book called Bottom Line Green, which focused in on energy efficiency for cities. And then just last year, I released The Amazing City, 7 Steps for Creating an Amazing City.
That's great. What is kind of the message that you should share to, you know, mayors and town leaders, you know, kind of the abbreviated version of the podcast?
So. Well, and I think it's not as difficult as what sometimes it seems, because as a young person that went into municipal government, it also, I mean, everybody has an acronym for things that stuff CDBG and, you know, all of these different things. And it sounds so complicated. And when you would go to a state municipal league conference or the National League of Cities, you just thought you were in the wrong place. And I think, if anything, my message is that it is the nuts and bolts. It's clean streets. It's filling potholes. It's fixing up storefronts. Whether you have a downtown or even a part of a downtown, it's really how that appears to the public. And when you look at that, the cities that really pay the attention to these things do better. And all of a sudden, you'll come into town and people says, this was amazing to visit Evansville, Indiana for the conference. So those are it's just not as difficult as sometimes we make it out to be. And the other is that, you know, if you put one foot in front of the other, if you work as a team, if the governing body joins with the staff and the citizens and nonprofits and businesses, it will be an amazing result.
Great. And then, so you are a past president of NLC, and we have a mayor, Gary Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson, who's really high up in their board of directors. What's some advice for, you know, city leaders when it comes to helping her in her national role?
Well, and I can tell you, if without the assistance of people, I would have never gotten to be the president of the National League of Cities. It goes down. I talked to Brenda, the clerk in Nashville, Indiana. We were talking last night, and I said clerks play a huge role of supporting those efforts. And without my city clerk and without the clerks organization in West Virginia, I would not have been the president of the National League of Cities. The other is your colleagues. You know, they know you well, and they can go and kind of do the stuff where there's 1,000 things that somebody needs to be talked to, somebody needs to pass stuff out and things like that. And Karen, who's an awfully talented person, really needs the support much like Ted Ellis, much like Bill Hudnut, much like Dick Lugar, much like Bart Peterson, Indiana has such a healthy legacy of presidents and participation in the National League of Cities that if you you look at it and you say, you know what, I want to see Karen standing at the stage as president of the National League of Cities, and what can I do to help her, and it'll work.
Definitely. Well, great. I really appreciate you being on our podcast, Jim. Thank you so much.
Well, Chelsea, I appreciate it.